Now, isn't that a sexy song? I love so beautiful. Oh, God. Make me want to sing and dance at the same time. Once again, I want to say hello to Mr. Sidney Brown, my original drummer and singing partner, partner in crime. It's 5 p.m. in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and Washington, D.C. 5 p.m. on WFFR, Sunshine Radio, and, of course, CKUT Radio right here in Montreal. So, Mr. Nicholas, you ready? I'm sure you are, all right? Well, somebody asked me another question, but I'm going to try and find out from the editor of the paper. So about 5:15, as soon as Nicholas give me a break, I will call him and you can tell me, and he'll tell you. I can't answer that question. All right? So here we go. DJ Nicholas in the mix.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Some say. In the mix.
No one could ever call you a fraud, because you're hotter than them. that's my fun. Your man say he don't like me. I don't like that user at all. He think he's something. He make your one follow me on IG. Motherfucker, unfollow that. But I still think about the nightly. I think about what it might be like if we link up. I know. Let me take this. Let me take this. Let me take the piece. Let me take that.
Gay, I'm looking for you. You want to give me a call, please? I gotta ask you a very important question. Call me now. I just got a break from the DJ. So call me now. If not, I'm gonna call you. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and let me see if I can find this guy's number, because I don't want to be answering questions. Oh, here we go. Mr. Gay, you there, sir? Hello? Hello?
Stretch, how you doing?
Jeez, don't tell me that phone giving problems again. I'm hearing you now.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
How you doing, you good?
My God. Keep quiet with that phone. My God!
You know, I don't know. We gotta update this phone. You're right.
I mean, update it, please. Listen to me. Probably, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Yeah, I'm sounding good. I have to say it's a nice and really nice Saturday afternoon, and yeah, sounding good. And I guess it's, you know, this would have been Toronto's carnival, right? We would have been talking about Tio Caribana, but I guess not this year.
No, not this year, because it's not going to work. I'm not going in any crowd. My crowd is no more than 3 or 4.
You shouldn't. I mean, you know, we've seen evidence of the variant coming back.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back with a vengeance. Yeah.
In China this week, they had an outbreak at an airport, and, you know, it was pretty bad, you know, and they had it under control. I mean, they had such a massive anti-virus protocol in place. Mm-hmm. And we've seen, you know, so it really is something that we have to be careful about, and, you know,
yeah,
and We have to do exactly what's being done, exactly opposite to what's being done in the United States, where they have this cavalier attitude about the whole thing, you know?
Yep. And they don't want to take this, and you can't tell them what to do with their own body. You see what the Filipino president says? He says, if you don't take the vaccine, all right, don't leave your house because you might not come. Yeah. I should laugh, but it's the truth.
He's on the extreme.
You see what? Did you remember what he did with all those drug dealers?
Yeah, he's a little bit. No,
he's crazy. He's crazy. I should be saying, oh God, no, sir, you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
You know,
I live in Canada, but on the eastern part of it. Don't come looking for me. Anyway, yeah, Egbert. I just want to ask you something, because I didn't get my community contact, and I called my contact, to who usually gets it to me, and he says it's not on the road. What's up with that?
It's not on the road. We had a scheduling problem with the printer on Thursday. Normally, we would go to print on Thursday night and be on the street on Friday. But this, you know, we had a call from the printer, just summer schedule, and it's mixed up with our schedule, and it just didn't happen. It's going to be on the street on Tuesday. They're going to print on Monday night, and it's on, you know, on the street on Tuesday. Mm. For those of us who want to really take a first glimpse at it, they can absolutely go at montrealcommunitycontact.com, and they're going to see some pretty good stories. It's already up online, talking a little bit about racial profiling petition in the House of Commons, in Parliament, where they're trying to get 500 signatures to get this thing into the House, and people so that the MPs could start working on legislation against racial profiling. We have a nice story on Aaliyah Arthur. She's you remember Jabari Arthur? He's from the West Island out there, football player. His niece, Aaliyah. She just has such a magnificent story. Beautiful young lady, 15 years old, something to see and something to read about. We talked a little bit also about Emancipation Day celebration tomorrow. I think you're going to be part of that celebration.
Yes,
tomorrow.
I was asked to read something there tomorrow at 3:30, somewhere there.
Yeah, so you're going to be part of that. And I think we have four or five prime ministers from the Caribbean. They're going to have Emancipation Day messages. I think that would be quite a solid event for people to turn on to. It's the Coalition of Caribbean Networks, yeah. All the Caribbean groups, English-speaking Caribbean groups, they have come together under a coalition and a network. And I think they're doing, this is their first big event, the Emancipation Day celebration. And one of the nice stories that we also have this in this paper, you can find them all online, is some Black students on a Black History Month camp down in Little Burgundy. And they're finding all kinds of exciting things about Black history, y'all, and that sort of thing. It's a nice little thing, really a nice little issue to look forward to. It's on the street on Tuesday. People can find it. And, you know, people can read a little bit more about the Quebec vaccine lottery that they can win some money, you know? Some money for doing the right thing, you know?
Yes, imagine that. I should have waited and collect some of that money.
You know, I think we can still sign up, you know. I'm not sure, but I think so. I think we can still sign up, and it's 10 grand or something, whatever. It's money.
I'm gonna sign up. If it's $5, yeah, I'm signing up.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a little bit of the Blues Festival, and the CCFA is having a virtual junior Caribbean showcase. You're so right. They do that in addition to some of our solid columnists. So all right. Nice things to report to on Tuesday. All very is well good. On your part.
Yes, my brother. All is well. Give thanks. Okay. And stay safe.
All right, thanks a lot. You be well.
Don't be roaming the streets of Montreal, all right?
I try not to.
All right. Take care, Mr. Egbert Day.
Okay. All the best.
Community Contacts editor bringing us
and on. Delivery boy.
I didn't say that. He said it. But somebody had to drop out them papers. What am I going to say? Thanks, my brethren. Be good.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM. DJ Nicholas.
Just kicked me off, Sir Nicholas, man. No, he didn't. I knew he was coming up. It's his time. Your time. My time. Soca music. At its best, compliments to DJ Nicholas. Sending the love throughout the world on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Everybody has a time and everybody has a choice. Maybe I choose you. Yeah, cause you're crazy, match my crazy. You're my Beyonce and I'm your Jay-Z. Even when I'm so mad at you. 1 minute I cast on you, next minute that is there. I block you just to unblock you.
Don't forget 6 o'clock.
And don't even talk about between the sheets. So
sweet special afternoon. Maybe not too wide. They say we talk. I call her Smurfette. She's gonna kill me. But I love that name on her. Juliet Nelson will be with us on the Zoom. Let me wine on you.
Take that money with him. What about y'all? Sit on money.
Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Hey, what's up, cause I'm feeling good. What's up, cause I'm feeling good. What's up, cause I'm feeling good. Oh gosh, girl, push back on me. Girl, what's up, cause I'm feeling good. What's up, cause I'm feeling good. What's up, cause I'm feeling good. How are you? Bend up your back and wine, girl.
What's up, it at all?
Oh gosh, you can ride, girl.
What's up, it at all?
How are you? Take your time and you're grind, girl.
What's up, it at all?
Hey.
Don't stop it at all. Don't stop it at all.
Girl, when you wind back and we make contact, yes, baby, I like that. Party going nice. Keep it right there. Pressure when you're winding. You could always find me.
Where's the divide?
Hey, go stop cause I'm feeling good. Go stop cause I'm feeling good. Go stop cause I'm feeling good. Oh gosh, girl, push back on me. Girl, go stop cause I'm feeling good. Go stop cause I'm feeling good.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. Message from the gouvernement du Québec. With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Don't forget, coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll be having our guest today on the Zoom, Miss Juliette Nelson, a Montreal young lady, and you'll hear the story. This is what we try to do. We try to bring the ones that have made it, who have laid down the tracks, and because right now it's not easy for the artist. You know, speaking of that, I saw The Goose, my friend Ian Eligor, using a headphone. Unusual, because it had a jab on the side of it, and I, you know, fast. So I called him and he said, sure. He told the guy who did it. The guy's from Grenada. And these professional headphones are called Jab Head headphones. Designed and produced by Linwall Patterson, a Grenadian from St. Patrick, residing in Los Angeles, California. And he said it's distributed here in Montreal by ProSonics, you know. And I called them up and said, listen, I love these headphones, because believe you me, I haven't taken them off since last Thursday. They have been on my head, and the sound of the headphone reminds me of the days back in the studios, in the various recording studios we've been in. Clean, nice, and heavy. When I say heavy, I mean in sound, all right? So I got to give this guy, and it's a Caribbean man who developed this. So I got to give him a push here on this one. And you can get it. I sort of beg for my listeners, anybody who needs a headphone, call this number, 514-341-7117. All right? And they will, I ask them, you know, for a promotion price, seeing I'm reading it on the radio. I'm talking about it on the radio. So they say it's $39 regular price, $49.90 distributor in Canada. So it's at Canada ProSonic. So check it out, 5769 Ferrier. That's just by the place, the Orange Juice, Orange Julep there. 514-341-7117. If you're in the market for a headphone, I'm Mr. Nicholas, don't come near my headphone, okay? It sounds too sweet. This is for old folks and young folks like me. Anyhow, we continue the ride on CKUT 9.3 FM. It's 5:36 at 6 o'clock. Juliette Nelson. We're going to be talking reggae right throughout the world, because she's been on the tours with the various artists. So here we go. Soca music.
Rockin' the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix. Mix.
You see when this guy talks? Damn, it sounds good in these headphones. You hear this music? Sounding great. Hey. DJ Nicholas.
Kicking it.
Paso, got everyone watching.
Run it, me youth.
When you whine like that, I just want to see you. Roll it for me.
Feeling good.
Roll it, show me your control. I want you roll it for me, roll it for me, roll it for me, roll it for
Fuck!
Fire this evening, boy. Once again, I want to welcome you all to CKUT's 9.3 FM. Sorry, I'm sure you all are happy because Stretch is not chatting like he normally does. Because I'm watching the U.S. kind of scraping through on the Czech teams. Now they're up to 107 and the Czech is 76. And it's about time. These guys been playing. They have a guy, number 7, boy. This guy is good, though. You're going to hear more about him. I got to find out his name. This guy, wicked player. I'm distracted. I'm sorry, folks. Also, want you to check out Spice Janet. I don't remember her exact address out here on the West Island. But yesterday, somebody called me twice, two different people, and said, boy, they went to Spice Janet, and the jerk chicken was jerked out of this world. Yeah, I know Spicy Janet. I've sampled her cooking several times. Haven't been there in quite some while. I gotta go check her these days, one of these days, and see what's up with the spicy chicken. Yes, so CKUT 9.3 FM, and of course our sister station all the way down there, WFFR Sunshine Radio, Washington, D.C., is logged on with us, covering the world. We're doing that, all right? So tell your friends, check out that. You want gospel music tomorrow? Between CKUT and WFFR, you'll get some great gospel. And Nicholas is telling me I want to play the music, so get your asterisks off the microphone. Yo, one.
You ever play job without a cell? Your mother
what?
Who take me cell?
My headphone is jab, you know.
Who take me shell? Them jab will take me shell. I don't get the nicest blow. Jab take me shell and go. I don't get the sweetest blow. Jab take me shell and go. I don't get the nicest blow. Jab take me shell and go. Yeah. I don't get the sweetest blow. Jab take me shell and go. Lie down on the beach. I buck up me shell. The shell looking nice and pretty.
I tell her, shoot her on me. She just want to juke up all on me. Juke up all on me. Juke up all on me. Shoot her on me. She just want to juke up all on me. Juke up all on me. Juke up all on me.
Anytime she had hot enough, she want me give her the vaccine. In the morning, she a call. She want me give her the vaccine. And I can't waste any time. She want me give her the vaccine. Vaccine.
Like you know, yes, a
vaccine.
Them tell them one day,
vaccine.
She coming for the
vaccine.
She telling me to
vaccine.
She tell me, say,
vaccine.
Juke it there,
vaccine.
Panda there,
vaccine.
She love it here, yeah.
Vaccine.
Come on, everybody, go to the party. See me on the front line, ready to take the vaccine. Hello, body, look on the boys, take a warning. Take off all your mask, don't worry, we can do it. We go back down, we go back down, we go back down.
Himself, DJ Nicholas. We'll go over to Mr. My other hand on the Zoom to see what's up. Let's see if all microphones are on the go. You there, Mr. Drew?
Hi, Stretch. How you doing?
All right, my friend.
We're there.
You see my hands? Yeah, man, what's up?
What's up? Everything is good.
Everything is good. You're going out tonight? Where's the party tonight? The party is where?
Bedroomville.
Bedroom. So you like my new headphones? Pardon me? Boy, but look on it now, man. Look on the side of it. Grenadian design it, you know. But the sound wicked, may I tell you. May I tell you, the wicked man. They call it Jab Jab Head. Born from the culture and energy of Caribbean music. Influenced by Jab. We produce high-quality premium headphones and electronics. Sold globally. Look at this. It have Jab Jab, you know, and the ear pads. You believe that? Real nice. Built by a Grenadian. I like to support my people. So one of Miss Juliet Nelson is ready for us. Drew, you sleeping or what? Not hearing you? I think I turned off Drew. Drew, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Stretch.
All right, good. My mistake. It's coming up, folks, to 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. We're just going to run out the soca music until 6. Then we'll go over to Juliet Nelson.
Stretch.
Hi.
Before we get over to Juliet Nelson, I want to say congratulations to the Jamaicans.
Please, come on. We expect, what do you expect, brother? Come on. No, I know. You see that young lady that came third? Drew, I want you to remember her name, okay? I want you to remember her name. Because believe you me, that's the next, what's his name, Bolt, the female version of the Bolt. This young lady is just 16, 17, something like that. But, you know, I wonder if it's a world record, a country, 1, 2, 3 in 100 meters. I've never heard of that.
I think that's the first time, probably on the female side, it's probably the first time. But it was a world record time that she won the race in Thompson.
Oh, yeah. I expected that. You know, that young lady, that poor thing that took the weed, the marijuana, and they said she would have been gold. Her time is not as fast as this woman's time.
I think it would have been, she would have been probably second, but I think it would have been a close race.
No, she wouldn't have been second.
Yeah. But her personal best is 10.72. The second place was 10.73. And you know when you got the engine going and the person in front of you is flying, you gotta try to catch up.
Yeah. It was a nice race, though. I enjoyed watching
Beautiful
it.
Race.
And I hope the men can do something similar, even if not 1, 2, 3, at least 1, 2. You know, we don't know what's going to happen there.
First, they got to catch the grass first. I'm going to beat the home drum on that one.
Yeah, well,
the grass is Canadian. And he has Bajan heritage in him. So, you know what I mean? I got to fly some flags here, too.
Fly all the flags you want because he won't be beating nobody from Jamaica, maybe for third position. All right? De Grasse, I would like to see him there because he's Canadian, you know, and all that. But they have this young guy coming from Jamaica there. I can't remember his name offhand. He is mean. I watched him running the other day, and I said, Lord, you know. They have some young sprinters coming up in Jamaica, boy, because I don't know. Everybody wants to be a sprinter. You know, I tried it once, but my belly wouldn't allow it, so I gave up.
Well, you know what, Stretch? By tomorrow morning, I think by 8:02 a.m., we would have all the answers to the questions.
Yes, we will see tomorrow morning. At 8:02, those of you who are not listening to it, that girl from the USA, she's bad too. You know, I shouldn't do radio and watch TV at the same time, you know, because I get distracted. But, you know, the Olympics is going great. I'm sorry that young lady couldn't perform her gymnastic because, you know, but America is such a country sometimes. It's so messed up. You know, they're going to criticize this young lady because she says she isn't feeling well enough to do these do the various acts. They have no idea. And some of them who are criticizing her, Drew, they must have Barbadian influence because they are just plain lazy. None of them in there could do a cartwheel. My Bajan friends, I'm just joking, okay? But no, serious. They're criticizing this girl. And you ask one of them, you ever represented your school in anything? You ever represented your Boy Scout, your Girl Scout in anything? So leave the girl alone. She's not mentally fit. And that's in her, in gymnastic, you don't want to make a mistake. Making a mistake, yeah. It's a life and death. And they're chastising this girl. And I can't believe Americans. Oh boy. Anyway, let me know.
Well, what's that song Janet Jackson had sang probably about a decade or more back? What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Yep. Yep.
that's the mentality they have. And also in Jamaica, they have I have a couple of friends there that have kids. And they always send me videos. There's a lot of young gymnasts in Jamaica.
Tons.
So watch out for that. Tons. And I mean, like, I see these girls doing some stuff on the bars and the flips and stuff like that. And I think that Jamaica would have a bright future in the gymnastics.
Anything you see they put their heads to, I don't know if it's a water in Jamaica, but anything you see they put their heads to, look out for it. It's going to be good. Yeah. You know, so what time is it? It's 6:01. We got to get into it with Juliet Nelson.
The blues. Feeling down.